is that a word, disastery? Disaster and recovery. Because that really is, you know, what this whole theme is about. And skipping ahead to 2020, you know, it was a horrible year for everybody. And just like you, I was locked away, hiding. And even though everything was closed, restaurants were closed, businesses were closed, I would still go to work in my office every day and still tap out notes and work. And that's how I became proficient in the things I'm going to share with you today. So, I'm going to tell you, this is part of those discoveries was I figured out a way to contact people without using PPC and doing daily ad spend. Even though I was stuck in my office, I didn't have to worry about that to get new clients. And yeah, make sure that everybody gets a pen and paper, because you're going to want to, this is some pretty heavy stuff. You're going to walk out today knowing where to get clients for free, knowing how to pitch them, knowing how to sell them, knowing how to close. Yeah, there's four, yeah, exactly. This is exciting, right? Because there's four things here. I don't do ads. I don't do what social media, all the social media giants tell us to do, which is have a daily ad spend, have ads. I don't do any of that. I find it very ineffective. And a lot of my clients don't want to spend money on that stuff either. And I've yet to meet one guy that says, please show me the way to make 25, you know, spend $2,500 a day, please. And get like a, you know, 4% return. I don't see those people very often, but Facebook tells us that they exist. And it's Facebook and Instagram have actually been like a coffin nail in my business, because I've not been able to really progress with them. So I cut out a lot of stuff that doesn't work. And that was the whole point of moving forward. We're going to do questions and answers after. Okay, because I'm just going to plow through. So just take notes, please, because I'm gonna give you a lot of stuff today. All right? Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So so a little bit who I worked with real quick, and I'll get over it. I worked with Footcone and Belding in Chicago, Leo Burnett, Young and Rubicam, Star Wars, WWE, the wrestling guys. Not too proud of that one. Coca-Cola, Citibank, and NBC. All right, so enough of that. I just want to let you know where I've been. And all right, so anyway, going back to the ads thing, I have an online magazine. There's a QR code on there too for a book. You can put it right to your phone. It's called How to Stay High Touch in a No-Touch World. If you want to use your QR code, you can go and put that on your phone right now. And I'm going to walk you through some of the concepts in there, because these are some of my discoveries that happened when I was in my office, when I was stuck in my office. And that was really eye-opening. I have an online magazine called HotMetroFinds.com. It's on that card. And really what it is, it's about restaurants, entertainment, and fun stuff, art things. But during COVID, all that stuff was shut down. So I didn't really have much of a magazine. I had nothing to report about. I had nothing to really write about. So what I did was I went to Amazon, I found all the free movies, and I started doing reviews on them. All the things that I found were interesting that were art and music related. Very cool thing happened, because I was experimenting with different styles of mobile pages. And like I said, even though COVID shut us down, I still went to work, which is crazy, I know. But I hardwired my brain for success, because once this thing was over, I was gonna re-gut, you know, rebuild my business, completely gut out all the stuff that wasn't working and put things that were gonna work. That was the whole point. I didn't expect the things that happened to happen, because it was nothing short of miraculous. I did a review on a movie by a rock band called the Fleshtones. I don't know if you guys remember back in the 80s, the IRS Records. What happened was this movie review went worldwide with just two keywords in 2 days, and that was for Fleshtones movie. And I was really surprised, and I was on Google, and that never happened before. And I realized that there was something special going on between the mobile pages, the construction of that, Google, their new phone system that they're trying to promote, and the speed of these pages. So I continued on to do more music reviews. I did about 12 different bands. And if you go to hotmitchellvines.com, you'll see the bands way, way, way at the bottom. Funny thing was, on the search results, when you typed something like that in, it was pulling up the other bands. It was pulling up other music on the same page. And it wasn't really meant to happen. It was kind of a very serendipitous thing. What happened was, I thought, well, what if these were businesses? If these are local businesses, because I couldn't stand buying local web traffic. I couldn't stand doing the daily ad spend. And I wasn't getting anywhere really fast with that. If you've never bought web traffic before, anybody here ever buy web traffic for their websites? There you go. It doesn't work. The problem, my problem, I'm sure there's many problems. My problem was, they sectioned off the United States in five sections: Midwest, East, West, and so on. Problem is, if I'm trying to get a business here in, let's say, Royal Oak, I buy web traffic Midwest. I'm also getting stuff for, like, I don't want from Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois. I'm really not getting accurate traffic. I would rather have traffic from the local businesses and who they know. I start to reverse engineer the web and what was working. This is really interesting stuff, because what happens next is, you can literally touch anybody you want to, no matter how high they are. How remote people, important people are, that you think you can actually touch them pretty quickly, as I found out. Because when I did the movie reviews, I started getting access to some pretty high Hollywood alternative art people that were pretty cool. They were making documentaries and movies on rock bands like the New York Dolls and Wesley Willis, of all people, in Chicago. I was literally bumping elbows with these people. Really high-end art directors. Art collectors and gallery owners. Pretty cool stuff. And so I started to look at what was really, really working in it. And that was a big light bulb for me. Now, if you've ever bought web traffic before on Google, Facebook, and Instagram, and that kind of thing, even LinkedIn I've had problems with, you're going to notice that the clicks on your sites are not coming in from local sources. They're coming in from places like Guam, Japan, Fiji Islands. I mean, it's ridiculous. Puerto Rico, and it's click fraud, really. And the other problem I had with putting my material out there in Facebook groups was, I was attracting marketers who are my competitors, stealing my clients, potential clients. I had to put the kibosh on all of that, because it was not, that's not the way I wanted to go. I don't want to fill up somebody else's pockets with my hard work. And it was happening a lot, unfortunately. So I really had to stop that. Now, keep in mind that as we go through this COVID period and the internet is evolving and it's changing, that we live in a 3-second world. We really do. You got TikTok. It's almost like we're not even patient enough to sit through a YouTube video anymore. We have to have it condensed to 15, 12 seconds and to hold our attention, which is crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand it, but that's the new trend. All right, so with that, I see a lot of different businesses that insist on handing out a 27-minute video, either if it's online or if it's a CD-ROM or something, or a DVD. The problem with that is, no one's going to sit there and watch that all the way through and be committed to that idea. You want to start thinking about shortening it down to 3 minutes. You don't need a Hollywood production. You don't need to have high-end video production to make this thing a deal maker for somebody. If it's in your own voice, that works better. If it's unscripted, that's better.
Yeah, one comment on that.
Yeah.
A ring light is nice. You don't get the reflection from your computer screen.
What's that?
A ring light.
Yeah.
On your phone or your computer, so you just don't get the reflection from your computer on your face. What's that? It's only about $30.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to leave those for the end. Okay.
Okay.
That's good though. Thank you. So you're talking about when you talk into the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the thing is, if you make it shorter, that's great. The other thing was that I've been getting a lot of bots calling the house, calling my phone as unwanted phone numbers, unwanted junk solicitors, or whatever you want to call them. They're bots calling the house. if you're using a scripted service or going through another service, expect a lot of people to hang up the phone on you, because that's just the way it is. People are very intolerant, and there's also spam bot protectors on your phones, smartphones. Online, it's there's a chatbot service that people are subscribing to do all their selling for you. Same thing. Everyone's using them. And the problem is, when you deal with a fourth wall, it's you don't really create trust. You create a spam environment. I don't even use LinkedIn anymore. As a result, it's gotten so bad. I just I don't do a whole lot of that. So the question is, why am I here on a Saturday talking to you when you got things to do for the holiday week? Am I right? What I'm here for is to tell you some shortcuts to get right in front of the right people. There's services right now you can tap into. You can zero right in on, and you can find your ideal customer base, and you can find your different, by your city, demographic, the right kind of customers that you want to talk to. One of the services that you could use, what I use, is LeadScrape. It's LeadScrape. LeadScrape, like scraping the windshield. Yeah, LeadScrape. It's going to run about $280 for the professional version. You can get a cheap version for like $90. It works pretty good. I like the professional one because it has different databases that you can draw in from, and you can get all kinds of different really great intel, like phone numbers, contact people, buyers, websites, social media review. It's really quite expansive. If you really want to check all the boxes and let that thing just run all day off your PC, you're going to get like about like a 3,000 people list of clients, potential clients. Now, here's the thing about that. You're going to get them, and I just want to say something really right from the heart, because I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing search engine marketing for a long time. There was a time when you could wallpaper the web with your business. When I say wallpaper, I mean there was Google Plus, there was Blogger. Blogger's no good anymore, really, in my opinion. It's not as effective as it used to be. All of these Google tools want you to buy ads at the end of the day. That's really what they're there for. So they're not as effective as they used to be. But there was a time when you could wallpaper the web with everything, from Google Plus, Blogger, YouTube, and the phone would ring. Hard to believe. But now, everybody's talking at the same time. That's the problem. Everybody's talking at once. And because of that, it's hard to make an impact anywhere. First of all, you gotta be interesting. You gotta have a headline. You gotta have a purpose. That goes with your messaging. So what I decided to do, instead of wasting people's time, was I wanted people to raise their hand first, yes or no. Are you interested in what I do or not? You're gonna go in the yes column or the no column. That's as simple as that. Before I dump on you with a 27th video that you're not gonna be interested in, maybe you will if you're in the yes column. That's extremely important. So I pre-scripted my sales pitch. I made a 3-minute video for what I do. I'll get the owner's interest and say, are you interested in seeing this? He says, yes. That does three things. I save myself a stamp. I save myself time of rejection. I just filled my funnel, and I'll know whether or not they're interested. I don't do postage anymore. I did a old style Dan Kennedy mailer with letter, sales letter, the whole thing, newsletter. I didn't get one response. I did it for a very good list on real estate. I did it for dentists. The only thing I got out of it was a couple wrong numbers. Somebody must have grabbed the number and put me on a do not call list or somebody, and somebody scheduled me for dental services. So that's what happened. And so I know it didn't work. But here's the thing, I don't have a public yet. I do now, more now. But at the time, I was gonna go back to the classic Dan Kennedy style of direct response marketing, and it didn't work. I was kind of surprised. When I pre-scripted my stuff with a 3-minute video and sent it on a text message on a mobile number, I got a response, yes or no. We're interested. Can you send us more information? I want to see more of what you do. I was like, great. So I started stacking up my deck, as they say, during the week. I found out that I could scale my business very quickly because of the attention span. I wasn't wasting their time, and I was giving them straight information. My company, as a result of this and a few other things that I'm going to share with you, went coast to coast in about 2 weeks. Right now, I'm in San Francisco. I'm doing real estate stuff there. I got stuff in the East Bay area. I've got stuff in Seattle and Oakland. I'm in Chicago. I'm here. I'm taking over the East Coast next because my fiance is over there. I got to put my life together. My life was destroyed, like yours, in 220 and before, 911. This country is really good to us, by the way. All right, so that is the basis. There's another thing you can find called Leads Gorilla. I don't like Leads Gorilla as much as I like LeadScrape, because LeadScrape, I don't got to pay for it. I pay for it one time. I can scrape as many businesses as I want. But if I go to Leads Gorilla, they give you more information about if they have digital media or not, business owners. The only thing is you got to pay for it. They got like a little coin system. You got to, and it's really goofy. You got to pay so many coins to get their attention, and they respond to you. And I don't know. I don't have time to sit there and figure out all these different systems. I just want to get people to like me. That's the thing. I want to like jump through more hoops. See? So Leads Gorilla is another thing. The other thing, this is really interesting. If you got your sales pitch down and you got your pre-made video ready and you're ready to start contacting people, don't overlook things like Our Detroit Magazine or any place where they have magazine covers for cities. Every city has one. Chicago has one, Chicago Magazine. When I was in the East Coast, it was a Westport Magazine, really high scale, upscale zip code area. What you're going to find in there is things like this, like 500 of the top dentists in your area, 500 top lawyers in your area. These are people that I call sneezers. Sneezers are great because they're very influential people and they're very well connected. What you're going to want to do is you're going to become friends with these people. Let me share with you something. As I'm giving out service to people, excuse me, is when you give service, when you help other people, it's amazing what happens. It's the law of reciprocity. Did I say that right? Okay, all right. I read more than I talk. Seriously. I mispronounce French wines. I mispronounce musicians from the 18th century and famous cheeses and that kind of stuff. So just forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. Okay, so the law of reciprocity, when you help people, it sends off a trigger. Did you know your sales go up 46% as a result of that? I mean, you help somebody? There's a pastor I read about, Pastor Lentz from the Hillsong Church over in New York. He says there's never a line. There's never a line when you want to help somebody. There's never a line. I like that. There's no competition there. The doors that you can open up are incredible. So, partnership and community are two of the biggest things I'm going to share with you. So remember, shorten down your sales approach. Pre-record everything. You know why? Your voice goes out on you. Did you know that? You ever been on the phone so much that your voice goes out? Anybody have that experience? Yeah, you have that experience? It stops work. It worked. It, okay, so here's a funny story for you. I was on the phone for like 12 hours talking to people nonstop. Family, clients, Tom Stark, who is this meeting is named after. I got on the phone with him one day, and I was talking to him about something, and my voice went out. As I was talking, it went like, and he goes, what? I gotta go, see ya, and I just hung up. I was so embarrassed. And the thing is, it will go out. But here's the cool part. All the emotional stuff that goes into selling with you got to get yourself into a perfect state of positivity. You want to transfer the emotion to the seller, or to the buyer, I should say. It's going to wear you out. Your energy is going to get worn out. So you want to pre-record your sales pitch as much as possible. I have all my sales pitches pre-recorded. The only time I ever talk to anybody is when I say, are you interested or are you not? That's really the only time I really talk to anybody. And after that, then we build rapport. So that's really, really important to remember. So prospecting online, just shorten it down. The fastest way, make use of the technology that we didn't have 20 years ago. 2003 is when all the social media stuff started coming up, and you know what? It has not been a winner in later years. They put a lot of restrictions on there, depending on who you vote for, what church you go to. I mean, it's terrible what's going on. And when you send a message out, it looks like the flare gun on the Titanic when they shoot it and nobody comes. That's you on social media. Seriously. It's garbage, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But what worked quick was getting your short sales pitch into like a really small segmented pre-recorded thing, sending it out automatically, and doing it on your cell phone. It's amazing. The amount of money I spent on stamps, it was obscene, but it wasn't really working. And I think because of the COVID, the problem was the mail wasn't either getting delivered. If it was getting delivered, a lot of the offices weren't even open because they were closed. If you drive down Woodward, if you drive down Big Beaver during the week on a Monday or a Tuesday, it's amazing. Nothing but black lights. Woodward, it's even in downtown Birmingham for a while. They have on days and they have off days, depending what they are. There's a bar in my neighborhood that's open, I think, once a week. I don't understand it. I drive by, sometimes they're open. They got their signs out. You drive by again, sometimes they're closed. I don't get it. There's a lot of that stuff going on. So mail is very, it can be very limiting. Email is also very limiting, depending how you use it. There's all kinds of filters out in place to scam out junk mail. Your mail can get sent to the promotion area by accident. If you don't know how to format it correctly, it's not effective either. So those are things to keep in mind. So again, for prospecting, I like LeadScrape, LeadGorilla, it's okay. And then, of course, the magazines. You want to find the sneezers and start building community. That's the most important thing. And start working on that. That's now, how do I get people's attention? This is really interesting. Remember when I told you about the magazine I had doing the online mobile pages? Okay, I found one that really, really works really well. It ranks in about 6 days. What I do is I give that out to people that want to hear more about my business. I actually build one for them for free. Most businesses don't even have an IT department. Most businesses don't have an advertising department. It might be one guy. That happened to me in Chicago. I was a Midwest connection for multimedia services at Ernst & Young in what I call the Tower of Doom. It was the Sears Tower. I hated that job. And I never saw daylight in that job because I was in there when it was dark in the morning. I went out at night. That was my whole life, about 18 months. But the point is, when you give this out, that's great leverage. It's the quickest thing I can get a response from somebody. Would you like a free mobile page? Would you like to get on the first page of Google in 6 days for free? Yeah, usually. It worked too well to the point where I've got a backlog of clients I got to get back to. Paul, you're one of them. I got to get back to you. I got people that are just building up. I've been also started getting double booked, which never was really happening. And then even during the COVID period, I'm getting double booked, which is really crazy. I can show you how to get the mobile pages out. Touch any business that you want to and literally move in. No negotiation, no heavy-handed selling pitch. You talk about gatekeepers, there's no such thing in the world I live in. I walk right in any place where I want to go. The only thing about it is I have to literally turn the faucet off on the leads because it just gets to be overwhelming. I have a full control of whatever I want to do. There's some spiritual things that go into play too. I'm gonna give you some keys that I wasn't using before. And we're gonna get into that because it's really, really interesting stuff. Timekeeper, how am I doing? Okay, all right. So to get your prospects, you're gonna get them right, okay? We don't do ads. And the other form of leverage that you can do is a newsletter, but don't email it. If you got special people on your list, you're gonna wanna print it out. Don't just grab someone else's articles and throw it in there and put your name on it, because that shows that you have no heart. And I'm not trying to be cruel, it's just, it doesn't have that personal touch. You're gonna wanna really touch people on an emotional level. People buy on emotions. They buy when they're scared. They buy when they wanna keep up with the Joneses. They buy out of envy. They wanna be the first on the block to own something cool. You play with emotions. When you use other people's content, you don't have access to any of those emotional controls. It's really, it's like gambling. So you want to make sure that you use that. So The second type of thing I like to do, so mobile pages are first for leverage. Second, I like newsletters. And the thing is, newsletters don't always work though if you don't have a public. If you're gonna do it blind, it's a very expensive lesson because again, everyone is talking at once. People buy on emotions. Make the emotional connection first. Let them know who you are first, then you can do it. My California guys are great. Now I can communicate with them on an email and as well as an online, or I'm sorry, a physical newsletter that I can mail out because they know who I am. And they're gonna talk to their people about it. And that's how it's growing. I have a system in place so these things are going. What I started to develop during COVID was a series of little scientific ways of advertising that I could measure and track that wasn't gonna break my bank. And yet I could still attract the right kind of people that I wanted to. That's really what it was. And so let me, to talk more about the law of reciprocity and how it works, you want that 46% commitment from your potential clients. Robert Cialdini wrote up two books called Influence and Persuasion. You should probably pick those up and start studying him online. Everything he says has been pretty accurate. The real world application of this stuff really does work, okay? So that's, Influence and Persuasion by Robert Cialdini, and you can find them on YouTube. Now, let me tell you about some of the stuff that didn't work real quick, and I'm not gonna stay on it very long. I'll just tell you, when you talk about throwing away a fortune on money, on things that don't work, I did the same thing. Jay-Zoo took so much of my money, it was unbelievable. They'd always have a shiny new object how to get clients, and none of them work. And I fall for it every time. Oh, I can get 16,000 people a day. When you start thinking like that, you lose track of everything because if I give you 16,000, I give you 16,000, I give you 16,000, it's the same people locally on a local basis, am I right? The only difference between them and you is that you have not made an emotional connection to those people. When you hide behind the fourth wall and wait for the phone to ring, you throw your web stuff up there and on your phone number and your product, and you wait for the phone to ring, you're not making a connection. And that used to work, but it doesn't work anymore. So that's why you have to really be really more hands-on about it. To bring it down to another level, this is really interesting. And Mike, you might actually know this about Kabbalah, right? The art of receiving. You gotta give first before you receive. If you're the giver, that's really interesting. It goes back to my law of reciprocity. Same type of thing. Things start to happen. What really took my, I'm just giving the raw concepts and then go a little deeper and I'll explain some things to you. Two things happened after COVID that I did to my business that I never, actually three things I never did before. If I was gonna rebuild my company, I took out all the stuff that didn't work. I also took out stuff in corporate America that didn't work. Stuff that was not working. What do I mean by that? I had to establish a code of conduct in my company when I talked to people and how they talked to me. Because that changed everything. In the corporate days, they used to tell us you had to have a thick skin. You'd have people in your office that would tell coarse jokes, gross adult humor. You make allowances for these people because they're part of the team. If you don't accept their ways, you're not a team player. And I go back into the HR office again. So I say, I report back more than kind to these people. We didn't get along. It didn't work. Now, in my company, I scrapped all that. I got a real family-friendly company. I'm off the phones by 6 o'clock every night. But I still have a flow of clients coming, which is really interesting. And the other part is, since I introduce so many people to other people, I can't have any riffs. I can't be on a phone straightening out beefs with people. And backstabbing, slander, gossip, all that stuff had to go. Lost a lot of friends. A lot of friends. I don't care. Because the right people started to show up and replace them. The right people. It was incredible. I got men's ministries in two different churches. I've got fellowship all over the place. I've got new businesses coming up out of nowhere. And all I can really attribute it to was these new rules and, you know, standards that I put in place. The other thing was really interesting. For the first time in my business, I had to figure out something, and it's a great key. You want to write down this key. You got to figure out what your why is. I never used to worry about that when I was in Chicago. When I lived in Chicago, my apartment used to look out the window. I could see the Cubs Stadium. I thought I hit the big time. And I did for a while. I was working at Capitol Records. I had crazy money. I spent it. And I lived wild. But the thing was, I never did understand who my why was. I just thought it was money. Money can't be your why. If you do that, you're going to crash and burn. My why is my family, my fiance, my mother. I treat them great. I got work-life balance for the first time in my life because I figured out what my why was, and it wasn't money this time. The money was a byproduct of good communication and good relationships. That's what changed everything. So I want to make sure you understand it, because honestly, things didn't really move swiftly until I got that part corrected. Now, I'll give you another thing that was really interesting, what really changed to massive success. How did I go from coast to coast so quickly without stamps, without paper, quick traffic, any of that stuff? There's no waste. I put God first. And I figured out a way to promote the kingdom of Christ in my business first and establish a good, clean code of standards on how people were to interact with each other. In other words, I didn't hold on to other people's resentment either, because that costs you money. That'll cost you health. That'll cost you security and also prosperity. You want to talk about prosperity? I'm talking about getting rid of all the negative stuff and all the negative people that will drag you down. And there's a lot of stuff. I had to clean out a lot of things, including personal habits, perceptions, and inner self-talk had to change. And there's a thing on your sheet called the Miracle Mind Shift. Josh is in it. He's one of my students in that, and I'm teaching him about some higher end things with the subconscious mind and how to tap in. And Claudia's in it as well. And we got some really cool lessons in there about how to overcome limitations in your mind. So, and you can always go to tedcantor.com to get more information. You got my email, and we'll be talking more about that. Now, I'm going to tell you, really, let me just get caught up here a little bit. I got 6 pages of notes, so I want to make sure you guys got this, because what I'm giving you is a completely life-changing thing I'm going to give you, that I am giving you. All right, so now I'm going to put my notes down for a second. Do you mind? Just put them down. Okay, I'm going to talk to you frankly. A couple years ago, I met somebody who was really amazing. Her name is Anna Russo. You know Anna, I think. Yeah? Some of you guys might know her. She's an NLP practitioner, neuro-linguistic programming, the study of body language, the study of vocal inflection and body movement. Why is that stuff so important in a sales situation? You want to be able to read your prospects. You want to be able to read their body language. You want to be able to pace them and then lead them to the end of the close. We're doing some selling and closing stuff in here as well, because I promised I would do that. So the thing is, the NLP stuff is really, really important to remember. The only place you can't hide fear is in your voice. You can hide it with body language, you can hide it with eye movements, hand movements, whatever. But the only place you can't hide it is in your voice. So when you get on the phone and you're not 100%, you gotta close somebody on the phone, good luck. If you're not from a positive place, if you're not from a place of absolute positivity, it's hard to transfer that emotion to somebody else. Everything that you sell, you should be a product of the product that you're selling. You should be using the stuff that you sell. Everything that I use that's on that sheet, I use myself. I either developed it or I used it for my own personal gain. That's what I'm sharing with you. That's why I have nothing to hide, because I've done it. I did the homework. I know what works. I know what doesn't. I know the shortcuts, and I know the disaster points to stay away from. So it's important to remember that. Anna's, she'd like if I was doing a commercial for her right now, but she is local. She's in Troy. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, it taps into about sales, and this never gets talked about much. But I grew up in a Catholic school as a kid. I was an altar boy too. I got slapped around by nuns a lot. I did. For doing for doing, like, you know, kid stuff. I had a sense of humor, which they don't. So that didn't go down well. The problem is, a lot of that stuff stays with you energetically. If you've been ridiculed, harassed, slapped, or whatever, your cellular memory holds on to all of that stuff. When you go into a selling situation and you got fear, you don't have confidence, but you can't understand why you're not closing the sale, guess what? You got some stuff in you that needs to get cleaned out. The cool part is that you can get it cleaned out. There's a way you can actually hit the reset button and energetically clean your three bodies, your physical, electronic, and your spiritual body. You can get all cleaned. It's amazing what happens when you do that, because the energy flows right through you, closing. There's no fear in you, and the other person can't feel the fear. Your money transferred from a positive source to another positive source. You see, if you have any hesitation or doubt, your prospect can smell it, literally. Last Saturday, I worked a poker room. I don't know if you guys know that. I did. I'm a Knights of Columbus guy, so I had to work this poker room, which is really interesting because if you guys play cards in here, anybody play poker? You do? You do? Okay, so then you know what happens when the dealer hands out the chips and he gets the money. There's no emotion. I saw this guy clear $2,700 off the table. No emotion. The other guys are kind of like, hey, will I ever see that money again? They're kind of like, you could see their side, but the dealers had no emotion. They gave it to him with confidence because they want to win. You know, there's a transaction there. But same thing with your sales. If people can sense that you don't believe in your product 100%, or if you got any kind of fear in you or hesitation, that money won't transfer into your pockets. Typically, rarely happens. Now, I want to share with you something about that, because I talk to a lot of people and I realize that their selling and closing is off, and it's usually the seller, because they have a loop that needs to be broken. Either I'm not good enough, I never close, I hope I get there, geez, I really hope this goes through. These kind of self-talk negative things are absolutely death to sales. And I found that when you absolutely believe in what you do, and you know for a fact that your stuff is really the best, that has to be communicated. And when that does, your buyer can really sense that from you, and he'll actually go your way. My favorite kind of close, when you're really sure, I've had people give me blank checkbooks before and say, here, fill this in. You're an amazing guy, you're worth it, or whatever. Which always kind of freaks me out, but I do it. But it's a weird close. I've had that before. Another thing, if you guys offer a catalog of services, a really cool thing to do is make a sheet, and I can show you one of mine with checkboxes on it, of all the things that you offer. When you get them into a buying trance, a buying frenzy, a great close, it's to say, here, show me what you're interested in. You heard my pitch. What do you like? Out of all of these, what do you like? And then usually on the bottom, there's like three different price points of like 500 to 1,000, 1,500 to 2,000 or whatever. I'll have it, and they'll check all the stuff they want. And they know they went over the line, but I got them in such a trance that they want to get all the stuff that I offer. And then they'll check off, usually the middle box is always the one they check, because nobody wants to be the cheapest guy. I mean, it's a psychology thing. You give them three choices. Sometimes they go for the three, but they'll go for the middle price usually, always, every time. And there's never any hesitation to close for that. Try that close. It's really cool. The other thing I want to really advise you about is when you sell, and you sell anything, is there's always something that happens with the buyer where he's going to take you down a story you don't want to go down to. Okay, so say, Claude, you sell the air machines. You say, this thing gets rid of, the COVID. It eats up bacteria off the surfaces and so on. And your buyer will say something like, hey, that's great. My kid goes to kindergarten. He's got this UV light. Oh, it's amazing. It eats up all the bacteria. You know what? And he's going to be on a junior wrestling team, first grade or whatever. And isn't that great? He goes, I'm quite a good wrestler myself. And back in the day, I won this award. I was a junior athlete when I was in seventh grade, and you're like, bring the sail back. You're taking me down a rabbit hole I don't want to go down. I got to get control of the sail. My whole goal in the sail is to get him to say yes seven times. I want him to like me. I want him to do that. So you got to break his loop, because whatever that loop is, you don't want it. Stick to your guns, and what you say to them is like, yeah, well, that's really cool. Yeah, kids are great. Hey, you know, but what about this thing? You like the idea of this? Can you see this working for you? I'm bringing him right back to the sail, right where he was before, because he was taking me down some weird path. And you know what happens when you let guys do that, or women, or whatever? What happens is, they'll say, oh, look, the time's running out. I got to go. I'm so sorry. I got to hang up the phone now. They do that to me all the time until I start breaking their loops. And I said, look, I got a big backlog of people I got to get back to. Do you want this thing or not? I'll talk to them that way just to keep them straight. I've done that. I had to do it to my Seattle guy to get him to commit to a price point with me, because he was taking me down some weird thing and he kept hanging up the phone. What are you doing next Tuesday? I hate that too. I'm in front of you right now. I waited for you for 4 days. You're not going to put me off on next Tuesday. I don't know what you think this is. I'm not running a soup kitchen. That's the way it is. And I got to go. I respect your time, but are you interested or not? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely interested. Look, Visa card or MasterCard, which one do you want to do? it got to be to that point where you got to be really, really frank with people. And don't let them run all over you. Break their loops if you can. If they're going to really put up a big fight with you about it, sometimes you're interviewing them too. You're going to interview them too. Do you want them for a client? They're going to give you problems down the road. Get rid of them. I mean, I'm probably one of the first sales guys to tell you that. You don't need every sale. You don't need every client. You're setting up standards down the road that's going to bring disruption to your bottom line. So let me go back to this thing. Two of the things that you can do. This is another key, by the way. So right key. On Bloomberg Radio, which is channel 119 on Sirius, here's what they said. The two things that you need right now in COVID times is trust and transparency. The two things. If we could have more trust and more transparency right now, our world could be a better place. That should be in place all the time, not just during horrendous times like COVID, but all the time. And John Maxwell said the same thing about transparency and trust. Absolutely, to keep yourself accountable to other people, that's what you need. When you do that whole aspect, you change your personality, you shift it, and become somebody who's really honest, dependable, and caring. Trust me, there's a shortage of people like that in the marketplace, where everybody just wants your money. Bye, see you later. Oh, we're going to transfer you to our service department. You ever been to an auto dealership? Like my mom takes her car to the Chevy dealership, and they just can't wait to send you down to the next person, and there's no accountability from one department to another. It's really amazing. Don't be that company. Follow the rules and see what happens. Follow the rules. You know, I got to tell you another key, too. You got to be accountable. It's the right key, right? Accountable. I see a lot of business owners talk like this, and it drives me nuts. They go, I don't answer to anybody, just me. I had another guy say, I don't, what's he say? He goes, I don't listen to anybody. He goes, not even me. That was a Brooklyn guy I talked to. Right? You can't do that. You got to be accountable. When I got clients, I'm accountable to them. See, I'm accountable. You have many bosses. I may not have an HR department anymore, but I still have bosses. I still have people that I serve. Claudia, Josh, you guys are in there. I got others. I check in with them every week. I do stuff with them every week. Every 3 days, I'm doing something. We're doing something new. We're building something new. Or we're looking at work that needs to be corrected and fixed and that sort of thing. You can't be so autonomous that you turn your back on reality, the reality that's in front of you. No matter how much you got your freedom, you gotta remember that people do matter and they come first. But thing is, too, that they're the reason why you're in business. They're the reason why you got your freedom. Don't lose sight of that. That's extremely important. Now, the whole part about You know what? I actually covered that. All right. How am I doing on time?
You're awesome on time.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Great. Okay. Oh, write down key. Important thing. Power branding. What is power branding? Look on the sheet. I didn't write down, 10-2 and Partners presents. I wrote the win. That's a power brand. The win is based on a really unique principle of selling. See, when I used to sell before, I would just sell just to make money. I was selling SEO, I was selling web videos or whatever. You pay X, you get 15 videos, I go on to the next person. It was a terrible way to make a living because I didn't understand the rules and the principles of spiritual growth. Power branding is interesting. I created a business system that enhances other businesses. I care now if they're successful because it's going to disrupt my client base. I'm building it on a different level, mostly because of doing it the other way. It didn't work, buying ads and so forth, and going to business breakfast meetings that people didn't care about you one way or the other. I was in B&I, LVN, all of them. Chambers, I did all that stuff. Nothing was as successful as what this is. This company called The Win is actually based on a spiritual principle that was put forth through Stephen Covey, the author, where I create win-win relationships in every business practice that I do, and I find their best traffic resources, and I build something solid. It's basically unsinkable. By the way, if you want to do it the other way, a lot of those same people I used to meet up with in the business groups, they're on that bulletin board over there 3 years later. If they were such great connectors, they wouldn't be on that bulletin board. You won't find my card on there. I don't have to put it on there. So listen to what I'm telling you. When you create win-win relationships, that's the best way to go. And I don't have time to go with each and every one of you and how to do that, but I will answer questions at the end and we can look into it and talk about it. The company was called The Win, so it's a power brand. The power brand was what my company means to them. Make sure that your company means something to your prospects, not about you. Don't just say, hey, I'm Cantu and Partners, here's my card, give me a call if you're interested. Pfft. See you later. They're not gonna take you seriously. Instead, I said, here's something memorable. It's called The Win. All my clients prosper with each other. I create synergies. I create win-win relationships based on a spiritual principle. I can put dollars in your pocket just by simply introducing you to my network. And I find clients for you. And there's no cost for that. That's really interesting. I don't charge for that. Your business will explode. Every business that you have should have some sort of a memorable power brand to it that makes it memorable to the clients. You can shorten it down on your business, you know, your business bank accounts. Yeah, of course, you're still XYZ company or Cantu and Partners or whatever, because that's how the bank knows you. That's fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a power brand that's going to open doors for you. It's a key. The key is interesting because it's based on an old spiritual principle from King Solomon. You read your Bibles. It's really cool stuff. It's basically building on diligence, faith, and trust at a very high level, a very high Grant Cardone 10X level. When you strive that high, that key will open up any door, literally. The only time I don't really use it is when I get, oh, there you go. There's a fan right there. You know what? I'm glad you came. I wanted to see that the last time you were here.
Oh.
Yeah, because I got a high performance book too. And you got one too.
I do.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. That will literally open up any door for you. And let's see what else we got. Now listen. The other thing too, I want to tell you. When it comes to your habits and your and I had a lot of time to work on myself because I was locked up in a room. It's crazy. My hair grew out past my ears, if you can imagine. I don't know if some of you saw my pictures on Facebook. I had my mom ordered it was a switchblade knife and a razor comb thing from some woman's magazine to cut my hair. So I'm cutting my hair and I looked like unfrozen caveman lawyer. I mean, it was like sticking out all over the place. And I'm working in the back room like a madman, trying to figure out all this stuff and trying to improve my life, which is insane because everything was shut down. And I figured out all this stuff, and it was starting to click. But I realized that if I had to rebuild my company and rise above all of this stuff, I had to change the way I prospected. I had to do it much faster. I scrapped out things that didn't work, like US mail, buying ads. I didn't do that. I didn't do all the typical social media stuff. And let me tell you about social media while I got your attention on that, because this is really funny. I was trying to get a big list of plastic surgeons together. And I'm thinking, I'm talking to somebody in Miami, a plastic surgery center, on social media, on Instagram. Turns out it was the doctor's niece who was running the account. The doctor never heard of me. She just liked my post and just doing her job. But that message never got to my prospect. That whole list was a real disappointment. Instagram turned out to be a real major disappointment. I don't know how it's been for you, but actually getting business out of it? No, there was. I never made a dime from that. I understand now they have a paid service. I don't really advise it. You can move a lot quicker doing these steps that I mentioned to you. So the point was, while I'm in that back office, I learned about habits and how to hardwire my brain. Even though there was no work and there was no clients, I still went to my office. I still worked anyway. I got myself into a mode of fixing myself, fixing my business. And when I did that, it was interesting because the habits brought in new doorways of opportunity. Things shifted. You want the shift. It's very subtle. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, if there really is no such thing as an overnight success, it's you fail your way forward until you find your own comfortable levels, and you gotta know what works and what doesn't work. You can take all my strategies and do them yourself, and if they still don't work, there's something in you, your inner work, that has to be corrected for it to work right. You will find a balance, and you will find a rhythm. And but hardwiring your brain means rejecting thoughts that are not productive. Old ways of thinking have to be changed. You know, Jesus even said, you know, I can't put new wine to old wineskins. Your habits are important. Your mind, I think, can only hold so many things in it at one time. Your subconscious brain, which keeps your body going and everything else, that's a whole different story. Understand the brain. I studied on this. When I wiped out my mind of all the things that I had to put up with, like slander, backstabbing, corporate America stuff, having a thick skin, all that junk had to go. When that went, I cleaned that out. I applied all these principles that I'm leaving here with you, and everything completely shifted, literally overnight. Now, I'm getting towards the end. I want to explain some of the sciences that makes this thing really work. I don't do pay-per-click, but I do admit this is a good one. It's called push-through notifications, and you want to write that down. And we're talking about 2 cent web traffic, 2 cent clicks, 10 cent clicks. Okay, how does that work? On your phone, every time you download an app, you're giving that company permission to run what's called push-through notifications on your phone. That's why when you play video games, you're going to see a small little banner on the bottom of your phone that advertises a product. Okay. The person who put that ad there only paid two cents for it or 10 cents for it. That's a pretty cool technology. That's fairly new since all this COVID stuff started. You don't need a $2,500 daily ad spend. Try 100 and see what happens. Some people are doing very, very well on it, depending what you sell. The only thing they don't help you promote is 420 products, legal pot, and that kind of stuff. They don't do it. But they will do CBD oil, so there's a loophole there, something to think about. The other thing is, and I like this one, I haven't really done this yet, but I know about it, I'm going to buy one probably next week. It's a tracking pixel, very affordable, it's like about $100. You can plant this tracking pixel, you could, before, Josh, am I right, you couldn't even buy these before, they were really expensive.
They were very pricey.
Oh yeah, there's a guy out of Lansing who used to build custom ones. Let me explain to you what the tracking pixel does. When you put this in on your website, what it does, it actually captures who landed on your site. It'll get their phone number. It'll tell you who they are. It's real smart.
It's a technology called Signal. So
okay.
It's code hidden in an image.
right.
So that image happens to be a pixel.
All right. So the thing is, what's and thank you, Josh. That was and then we're going to go more into that when I close, and we'll talk about that. I want to tell you how effective this thing is. I was looking for a house for my fiance in Black Rock, Connecticut. I went on this I think it was apartments.com, and I was on there for maybe 5 minutes. I looked at some of the prices and I said, oh God, because they have a different economy than we do. Yeah. They do, New York. And in fact, New York is emptying out now into Connecticut. We're going to have all these rich people in our backyards. Black Rock used to be a working class neighborhood. Now it's like, you know, Miami. Well, maybe not Miami, but it's still got a ways to go. No offense. My fiance is going to hear this. So the thing is, but that thing tracked all of our information, and it was very, I thought that was really crazy. And they actually called me up and said, when do you want to move in? When do you want to see this place? I didn't fill out the form. I didn't fill out my name. I didn't leave anything. I just landed on the site for maybe 5 minutes, looked around and said, I'm going to keep looking. This woman was very aggressive because she had my contact information. She zeroed in. That technology was really expensive about 10 years ago. I did a roofing company down in Lansing. We had about 256 websites for one company. We did that. And the thing was, we wanted to buy the technology from another IT company in East Lansing, but we just couldn't afford it. It was like $30,000. Now you can get it for $100. I don't know if it's a month or how it works, but if you're trying to land some whales in your clients, you know, your client base, that's not bad to spend that kind of money. If you're gonna waste money on stamps and pay-per-click, screw that and just get yourself a tracking pixel. It could be pretty eye-opening to see who lands on your site. That should be part of your marketing strategy. So that's a recent science that came out. And that is, let me make sure I got everything, because I really crunched it down. When you get a public, don't be afraid to do some really interesting things. Like I got a new thing. I haven't done it yet, but it's coming out. It's called Brag Me Up Tuesday. Brag Me Up Tuesday is my clients get an email to give to their best people for referrals, and in return, for that great referral, I give them something extra, free web videos, some more promotional stuff, or coaching. If they need coaching, I'll do that too. So that's kind of a cool thing. You want to remember that the best thing you can do in your business is to get really, really good with people. Otherwise, you're going to be dealing with the fourth wall, which is talking through a screen, Zoom calls, websites, waiting for the phone to ring. It's exhausting mentally. When you contrast it to the stuff that I've given you today, and you see how your business just explodes, to the point where I'm looking at my first expansion, big expansion, coast to coast, which is really crazy. The other thing, it leads to new products. Let me tell you about some of my new products, and I'm going to start winding this down. Some of the products I realized that when I ask people, how many clients do you want for your business? They'll say, oh, as many as the stars are in the sky. Oh, the starfish in the sea, I can handle them. That's not true, because you know what? Six clients will shut you down if you're a single proprietor, or if you don't have a staff. Your back will be pressed to the wall, and you'll be working around the clock. But what it led to was really interesting. I still had needs and services for people that I wanted to serve, but it wasn't going to be about taking as many SEO clients as possible. I'd be handcuffed to my computer for the rest of my life. So I reversed the process. My real estate guys, let me tell you, I wrote content for all of their stuff. I wrote like home appraisal evaluation. I wrote stuff for home staging, 9 pages of home staging. I wrote stuff in advance. My web builder's so fast, all I gotta do is plug in this content in there, change the addresses, change the names, change the city, turn them on. Plant and prosper, that's it. I can plant those sites in any city I want and have them turn on. They rank very quickly. Right now, we got some of my websites and real estate ranking in 2 days on Yahoo. Yahoo and Bing are first because they're closely related, but once you get their trust, you're gonna get into Google pretty quickly because you got the trust of the other two. You got to have really good content if you want to rank on Google. Google only takes 14% of all websites. Just because of all of the similar businesses, you know, you take 100 Remax guys or Keller Williams guys, they get a page on their main site. They get a page, but they're all the same. So Google is only going to take so many in each city. They're not going to give you the full thing. But if you take the time to do a custom site and do all of the code custom and put the right technology in there, it'll rank properly. It may take a couple weeks in some cases, but with the mobile pages, we're seeing that it happens a lot quicker now. And like I said before, some cases 6 days. And of course, my record with the Fleshstones movie review, that was 2 days. So it's really interesting. And there's different styles of web pages that you need to be made aware of. They're not all made the same. They all have different timings and when they're going to rank. If it's mostly video content, you can expect to see that rank pretty quickly. If it's all mostly video. If there's more pictures, if they're news oriented, if they're news related sites, those will rank differently too, which is really cool. They all have different times that they go, and sitemaps are important. I'm always amazed at businesses that don't know what sitemaps are. Sitemaps, they say, oh, you mean a sitemap to my business where I'm located? No, sitemap, that's a map. Sitemap is a collection of all the web pages on your website in one directory. It needs to be on your site somewhere so the search engines can read it and know how to archive all your pages, right? But did you know there's like 9 different types of sitemaps since COVID started? Now we got them for videos, now we got them for XML, mobile devices. There's 9 different families. It's really interesting, and it's going to help your site rank a lot quicker. So, I mean, those are some of the sciences that are new. If you go to these other places, like LBN, BNI, and all this stuff, you're not going to hear any of that. They don't talk about that stuff. They're too busy handing out their business cards to each other. This is life-changing stuff that you got here today. You're not going to hear this anyplace else from a live speaker. I've been doing this for 20 years. I got really, really good at it in 2003. I was taught in New Zealand. Mark Joyner was one. Then there's a couple other guys too that really, really big. I studied with promotional writing with Alan Forrest Smith, the Orange Beetle. He's a copywriter. And thank God for those guys, because I think the reason why they're so good at the web in England is because in New Zealand, all the rain. They're in the house all the time. That's really what it is. That's why they're geniuses. But thank God I was able to study with them. And so let's recap. Let's look at this thing really quickly, and I'll turn it back over. Again, how to stay high touch in a no touch world. You'll see some case studies in the ebook. It's really interesting stuff, and it's cutting edge and it's amazing. And I have a book, The 30-Day Total Business Makeover. Some of you guys may have heard of it. I don't know. It's like a chicken soup of the soul book I did with like 20 other authors in Metro Detroit. And it's on Amazon. I'm going to have a podcast of all the stuff that we talked about. So if your notes are scattered, or if you heard something you liked and you want to hear more about it, contact me at my email, and I'll get you the podcast. And so we talked about everything here, how to go coast to coast without paid ads. And I want you guys to get excited about your businesses again. You know what's really funny about that? I'm talking about habits and hardwiring your brain. I used to wake up in the morning and go, oh God, I'm in Detroit still. My fiance is in New York. My life is still terrible. It was like that for a long time until recently. Now I wake up and go, I wake up and the first thought, I thought, my life's still terrible. I'm in Detroit, right? No, it's good. Oh, my life's good again. Oh, wow, hey, cool. It was weird, like the first couple of weeks. It took me a while to get used to it. I mean, it was like, my life doesn't suck anymore. It's amazing. Okay, I'm excited now. I got excited about my business again. And it didn't feel like a ball and chain on me. And so with that being said, I've got new coaching programs blasting off. The Miracle Mind Shift is Secrets of Sales Using the Subconscious Mind. Very cool stuff, man. Joseph Murphy. I went back like literally 200 years and found some books that were out of print. And I did my own, I was my own self guinea pig in this area. And the stuff that came out of it was just mind-blowing. The Real World Sales Academy, I had to do it because I met Tom Hopkins, the great sales guy. I met a lot of these guys. Outdated stuff in a sense that it didn't really adapt well to the things I did on the street. The stuff that I did on the street is the stuff I'll be teaching you. And negotiations, getting to the price, getting to the close a lot quicker in print and in person. Discover the power of NLP, learn how to navigate by selling, closing the process of your clients, master the art of reading the body language, vocal inflection, eye movement, and zero in for the close. Those are some of the things that I teach. And then of course, if you're looking for an advertising guy, I did the whole thing, copywriting, websites. I did the whole thing, but I found that there's a level that's a lot higher than just plastering the web with your media. That's what I broke through. That's what the win is all about. So we got spaces open if you're interested, but that's my presentation. And if you guys have any questions at all, I'm open. Anybody? Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Anybody have questions? Anybody have a problem that they'd like to resolve in their business?
Yeah. That's the right question.
Okay. Right questions are the ones that matter, right? What do you got?
You suggested quite a few things, but I was wondering how industry specific your suggestions are.
I've been in 65 different industries. Yeah. And counting. There's a lot of people have the same problems. They don't realize it. A lot of the problems are kind of universal, which you'll find. And whether it be like getting clients in the door or positioning their company the right way. What's your specific area?
I teach sewing.
You teach sewing? Okay.
And so I don't necessarily go knocking on doors.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, get a free mobile page with me. Mm-hmm. I'll introduce you to some people. I got networks of salons. I got networks of women that you can plug into and start talking to like tomorrow.
So how do I do that?
Contact me.
Okay.
Email's right there. The phone number's right there. Okay. I help Windsor Beauty grow in the 7 locations, brick and mortar. And I know a lot of salon people. I know a lot of women. I build networks of people, and that's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else?
You know, someone had a question earlier about. I heard the question. It was about, wait a minute, give me a second. So you said something about Leeds Gorilla and Lead Scrape. And
yeah.
So she asked if the price that you quoted for Lead Scrape is a monthly fee or if it's annual.
Fee.
Yeah, and then you said that it was annual for Leeds Gorilla, so I didn't know if it was for both.
Leeds Gorilla has like a pay system. You got to buy little coins or something to stay in the game. I don't understand it. I never bought the paid one. I looked at it, and I went with Lead Scrape, and then I developed my own system after that. Yeah.
And so my last question is, you talked about the fourth wall a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then you said Zoom is like an example of the fourth wall.
It is.
Is there a little definition for the fourth wall, and is that a term that we're going to be hearing more and more of?
Well, I mean, I use that, and the thing about that is, let me tell you, we're not doing the fourth wall right now. We're talking face to face. I'm not hiding behind a screen to talk to somebody or trying to promote my idea to somebody. I took it down. I take it down as much as I can. And if I'm on any kind of social media contact, I don't keep the conversation going on there very long. I try to take them off there as quick as I can. Otherwise, you got people in this one and this one and this app, and they're not in your mailing list, and it's going to be really, really, really confusing. Let me just add one last thing to the sales component. You might want to write this down. I'm not a big fan of eraser phrases. Eraser phrases, you get that a lot from people. An eraser phrase to me is something that you say to somebody when you're not really that interested, but you want the conversation to kind of end or whatever. And you'll say things like, "Well, hey, I found a great way to get a return on my investment in 6 years, and I'll tell you all about it." "Oh, absolutely." The guy doesn't want to hear that. says, absolutely. You might say, that would be perfect. That's, I hate that one the most. Because that means, that don't mean anything to anybody. And that means that it's a very insincere thing to say during a conversation. You're not listening. So when you're going for the close and the guy's giving you eraser phrases like, hey, I got this thing, I'm going to turn your business around in 6 months. Are you interested? Absolutely. And say, now you got to turn it around. Repeat the order back to the client. I left that part out of the sales process. Very, very important. You'll say, oh, so what I'm understanding is that you would like to get a 62% return on your investment. So if you were to put down $6,820 today on this item, you would agree to be part of our sales process, then we can get things moving, started quickly. Am I right? He has to respond specifically to the thing that you just told him. He can't give me an eraser phrase like absolutely, certainly, or that's perfect, or anything like that. That's an eraser phrase. It means nothing to nobody, and it doesn't get anything done. When you repeat the order back, that's reassurance. You put them right back in the end of the close. That's very, very important. Never give the power away to the buyer, because they'll take you down a wild road, and you won't close them. Just an added thought. Those are my own personal things that I've learned through closing. That's part of the Real World Sales Academy. Cool stuff. I've got about 400 different hard closes to teach you in any environment, either on the phone or offline, in person. So with that, thank you. All right. Okay. Great. Thank you, Kevin.
You did mention you were going to give away a gift card.
Oh, guys, lucky day. You're going to get there's a drawing for a gift, which I'll explain after. So okay. Go ahead and.
So we have 18 people here. So you're going to pick a number, but you can't pick 1, 4, 15, and 18. 15. 1, 4, 15, and 18 you can't pick because that's a conflict.
1, 4, 15, and 18.
You cannot pick
okay.
those.
Okay, all right, no problem. Wait, what'd you get? I can't even see. I got my glasses are off.
1, 4, 15, and 18.
Okay, gotcha.
Pick those.
All right. Okay, I got one.
Okay, go ahead. Give us a number.
Number is 3.
That's Christopher Prost.
You are going to the Cheesecake Factory. Yes. For 2 people.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay. Good.
All right. And I'm around. If you guys have questions and answers, I'm right over here. So.
Okay.
Give it back to Kevin.
Three people came in.
I have to catch up with you.
Oh, yes.